For some of us, being asked where we come from is a loaded question. Marlene Harawa grew up in the Kimberley region of Western Australia, and it wasn't until she went to boarding school in Perth that she first experienced how other people saw her. Marlene tells her own story really beautifully in this piece.
Where do you come from? Derby. The King Sound is her Caribbean. The Pindandurth is her fairy dust. The Water Tower is her Eiffel Tower, and the country is her treasure. The Gibb River Road is her backyard, with the Boab trees as her monkey bars and the temperature as her sauna. Her home is her paradise. It's complete in all ways, from the muddy mud flats to pink, purple, blue, orange sunsets for days. The dirt track roads are a mystery to find. I'm telling you, her home is one of a kind. She's silent from the first day. She's only 12. Beginning a five-year stay in what they call boarding school, Derby seems so far, 2,500 kilometres away. No, but where do you come from? Her mum, her dad, you know what she means. Where do you come from? Well, if you ask her politely, maybe she'll tell you, I. I thought you were going to say that you're in. Laughter just filled the room. Are you a true Aussie? What do you mean? Do you like to say g'day, mate, and other things? Oh, you're also married. That'd explain it. Explain what? Is it her name? Is it her hair? Is it her accent? Is it her eyes, her legs, her toes, her breasts, her skin? Tell me. Her heart beats fast when the question is asked. They don't think she's true to her own kind, their image of an Australian Aborigine. Do you live in a community or do you live in town? Don't take it to heart. It's just your skin's light brown, not too black. Well, I thought I'd just let you know that in fact. But you said you're an Abbo, right? Do you get free things like money for being black? Free cars, free tax? That's what my parents tell me. Do you? Just from telling them she comes from a culture indigenous to both countries, damn. She shouldn't have said anything at all. She spoke to her mum, and so her mum gave her the talk. Only speak for yourself, never speak for all. You're black, be proud of that. Those girls just don't understand, okay? You're special, you're one of a kind. I love you, baby, now go and shine. But you know, there's been times when she's been asked, but like, how much black are you? Like, percentage? Percentage? Does the percentage matter? Or questions like, I don't think that happened. Stolen babies? Never. This was the norms, reasons why she never spoke up about being Aboriginal and not feeling enough. Skirts past the knees, top button always done up. White clean socks and brown polished shoes on. Don't be late to class or you'll pay with your time. This was her new school. She felt like she'd done a crime. Used to being taught in the heat that would make her sweat drip. In a school top with no neatness but a tanned lined strip. From the sun that would burn and the sweat that would soak her shoes. This was normal for her. Now she was sat in a room with rain falling outside and stockings running to her toes. Her environment was changed, feeling lost in this new flow. Until a girl, fast with silky fair skin, silky blonde hair, silky ocean blue eyes that actually stared into mine without wandering away, asked me, where are you from? Are you black? The way she asked me made me smile. I replied, yeah, nigga kind, that's my style, she said. Shoo, Jaru is mine. That's our mob. What kind? I'm from Horse Creek, Kimberley ways. You know where? I sat and stayed, yarning about where we from. She's proud, and to me, that was strong. Well, come with me and meet the other girls. What others? I said, you know, girls from here and all around. Wow. Okay, I'm so down. I walked into a room that seemed pretty big, only to look at the table with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 black girls. That was it. So, where you from? I asked. We all just clicked, just so fast. Milan, Milani, Hiawerriwa, Milani, Hiawerriwa. Anyway, where are you from? Asked the white Liberian lady leading the black meeting. Derby, I replied. I waited all week, waiting for that Wednesday to roll around. Wednesday, Wednesday, Wednesday. Wednesday Aboriginal Girls Meeting Group. Okay, girls, we need to speak. Have you been cleaning your clothes with washing powder? And have you all been washing yourselves, you know, quite neat? Using soap, brushing your hair, cleaning your sheets and cleaning your teeth? Uncomfortable, as I looked around. I just sat and waited, waiting for a response. Then Sis dropped a bomb. What do you think? Do we smell? Do we stink? Now I'm the one asking. That white Liberian lady just said, oh no, honey, I'm just making sure that your hygiene is up to scratch. No, no, no. But do we ask you that? I felt lost. I felt confused. Do I look dirty? Do I smell? Do I stink to you? These thoughts were embedded in my brain, always wondering if other people think I'm clean enough. How can I explain? I knew this wasn't true, but my brain would ask, is my brown skin not clean enough for you? The next meetings were ordinary. I say ordinary because I learnt a lot. How we communicate as a group and as a mob. It was interesting teaching our teacher the appropriate ways. Example, no, we can't be called the Noongar Girls Group. That can't stay. We're all so different, can't you see? I was just done. Done with explaining. In the final years of school, I actually spoke up about my culture and even being disconnected, teaching my knowledge and less being disrespected. Boarding school made me stronger each day that went on, and yes, I was disconnected from my culture purely because I was gone from home. My first year out of school, I wanted to be seen. A little girl from Derby with a big voice and dream. I wanted to be on stage with no shame in the air. My name lit up in lights, wanting my talents to be shared. This is what I wanted to do with my life. Only, my audition for the top acting course was conflicting. Strife. I learnt all my lines and made sure to act like me. I focused my way through of how proud my family would be. I walked into that audition with many others by my side. My breath became slower. I felt like to hide. My name was called up to go and shine. That was the first callback. They didn't decline. The second callback, you only get 3. I felt like I could do it, like this was for me. My name called again. I went up and spat my lines. The man in his suit said, stop, stop, stop. That was fine, but give me more blackness. Give me more of you. Act like the ones in the park that are always blue. I couldn't understand. How can you act more black? Can you give me a tip? But that was it. He made me quit. He sat me down and said, thanks, next. That was the last time he let me check in. I didn't give up. Not that I didn't want to be. In the arts, a great place to learn and dream. A performing arts degree was the home for me, 3 years of extreme, intensive learning, but I've sat in rooms feeling awkward as conversations of culture was always a must. I've had eyes on me feeling pressured to speak for all, but I am still learning to speak from my own core. For a while, some people were too scared to ask, "Where do you come from?" There were some instances where I've had stares in class, not knowing some of the Aboriginal cultural masks, but only speak for yourself. Never speak for all. You're black. Be proud of that. You're special. You're one of a kind. I love you, baby. Now go and shine. I listened to my mum, and now here I am. 2020 was a very scary year, I must say. I fought a pandemic and a race war in one day. I watched in my room, in lockdown, a man being killed that had black skin dying in invasion. This is what made the world go crazy. People only see colour. It's just so lazy how they characterise you into something you're not. This year has brought up fears that I left behind. Fears that were not always so kind. Maybe that was good, maybe not. It has brought up pain that I lost. Lost in younger years of always explaining myself. Disconnected, I have always crossed. And you know what? In a pandemic, they believe it's okay to have bottle shops open, but does this country not understand that the poison in those bottles has been killing my people for decades? But it's an essential in gutter ways that this virus does not care what race you are, what religion or what you believe in. Don't say to me that I am too black to be white or too white to be black, or that I have more Western knowledge in me than my own cultural belongings. How dare you say that? I am still learning. Don't say that I am more white than black, or I think that I am black but more white. Don't take that away from me because of your own perceptions. I can step in the white world and I can step in the black. Don't say that I can't because I just did that. I'm Marlene Olivia Harewa. A mouthful, right? Thank my parents for that. But it's not only a name, there's a lot of meaning behind it, but that's only for me to know. But there's something special about my name. It reminds me of who I am. Like my mum, my mob, my dad, my derby, my whānau, my cultures, my knowledge, my learning. Now, one more time. Where do you come from? Derby. The King Sound is my Caribbean. The Pindan Dirt is my fairy dust. The Water Tower is my Eiffel Tower. And the country is my treasure. The Gip River Road is my backyard with the Boab trees as my monkey bars. And the temperature is my sauna. My home is my paradise. It's complete in all ways, from the muddy mudflats to pink, purple, blue, orange sunsets for days. The dirt track roads are a mystery to find. I'm telling you, my home. Me. I'm one of a kind.
Perth-based actress Marlene Harewa telling her story of place and identity and how others perceive that. Thanks to producers Fiona Pepper and Sophie Townsend for that piece. The sound engineer was Melissa May. In a moment, some more insight into what it's like for young Indigenous people who leave their homes and families, their culture and country to go to boarding school in cities. This is Life Matters.